This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The United States has a new ambassador to China now that former Montana Senator Max Baucus was confirmed by the Senate. He'll move to China at a time when a chill wind is blowing over the U.S. business environment. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Back in the late 90s, when Ambassador Baucus was Senator Baucus, he traveled to China to promote the country's inclusion in the World Trade Organization. More than a decade later, China's a member. Baucus is ambassador, and according to former U.S. diplomat in China, William McCahill, he'll have a lot on his plate.
These will be trying times for Ambassador Baucus. The prominent firms that have simply given up and pulled out of China in some measure because the Chinese haven't lived up to the commitments they made when they joined WTO.
McCahill says Baucus was a great choice for ambassador because he'll engage the Chinese on sensitive issues and because of his experience in the Senate. On the Chinese side, Fudan University's Shen Dingli says the Chinese will watch Baucus closely, but he doesn't think the ambassador will be able to influence relations between the world's top two economies.
He's just a machine, a tool. I think really we should not expect anything from any ambassador from both countries.
Whatever people's expectations for Ambassador Baucus, he is expected to move to Beijing later this month. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.